That was one of the most greatest thing ever done, was when Australia first ever came to learn the Western Aranda. And then he caught up with a young man, Blind Moses Chalkaporta. And Chalkaporta was one of his informants and translators. And they translated many great hymn books some of the hymns that was from the German, but into our Western Aranda language. It was so great. We still sing those beautiful songs, you know.
And how important was that relationship between Carl Strelo and Blind Moses?
Well, the relationship grew between Blind Moses and Reverend Kalo was so close, you know, because of how he stood behind him and helped him so much, translation and with running a service, and him then Blind Moses himself becoming an evangelist later on in his 20s, I think he became. Then he never looked back, become one of the greatest blind evangelists ever walked on this land.
We're sitting on the front veranda of the main building in the Heritage Precinct. What was this building in its original form?
It was only, I think, some of the first buildings were bush buildings, yeah. During the Australia time, then there were builders from the church, from his church, came up and builders with sand and stone and mortar and all that, and still standing, you know. A beautiful-looking statue building, you know.
Can you describe what it's like to experience a church service in that church where they're singing in Western Aranda?
In the early time, a lot of the churches, the new church was only built in about the 1960s, but I remember attending all my church services in the old church. The singing was so beautiful, you know. Even today, I mean, people sing in parts and just so great to hear. I mean, I sing in the choir and we sing in parts, you know, yeah. And a lot of the great aunts mainly now, a lot of my uncles and cousins are all passed on there, but mainly a lot of the singers are in ladies, you know, grand aunts and all that. But the sound of the singing in the old church was so great. I remember later on Ted Strelo recorded his choir in the old church. There is a recording of Ted Strelo's choir. There was quite a few choirs that followed. There was Ted Strelo's choir. It was beautifully. And then there was Ruth Peck's choir and Pastor Shearer's choir. But I joined up with the Radke's choir, and we toured at South Australia in 67.
And Gus, you said you worked in the tannery?
I worked in the tannery there. It was a very smelly job, like where my dad worked in Alice Springs, washing sanitary buckets, you know. Unless you cleaned it straight away, then the odour or the smell wasn't around, you know. Yeah, you had to clean all the flesh from the skins almost straight away, you know. Sometime I'd done 140, 150. That's kangaroo skins, yeah, because they were quicker to do it. But cowhide took a lot longer. You had to treat them with lime and all that just to take the hair off. You know, you tan it in the bottle bark liquid, and even a kangaroo skin. I remember tanning, worked on a dingo skin one time for a person who was managing one of the lodges out here, and I remember seeing him a few years, and I still got that dingo skin, you know. When I came here, Strelo was already sort of left, and of course, you know, his death on the way down from here at Horseshoe Bend. I still heard my great uncles and aunts talking about that he was a great man, a great pastor. I don't know what was great, but I never questioned my great uncles and aunts. I just quietly sat and listened at their side. One of the things that they worshipped him was like he was like a prophet. People called him prophet. I don't know why. And I had the guts enough to ask one of my uncles, why do they admire him as a great prophet? I said, well, during a drought time, Strelo built and halted just down the Fink River on the hillside there. And they would come in language and say, "Ngade, nanda kono wuro jenama, unda bagal chero nanga jega, kwa jeno nanda jega. Ngade, or pastor, we're in the time of drought now. Could you pray to God to send us rain?" So Australia would go for a couple of days, come back, and of course do, pray and pray. And if God, not if, but God answered prayer, and he would come back to the people and say, all right, you got to get all your little lumpies all fixed up. You don't have a leak. But in the meantime, at Cabrillo Spring, some of our great ancestors would go out there, do a rain dance and rub the rubbing stone there. And they all work together of Shiloh's prayer and also the ancestors going out there and rubbing the rain rock and, you know, creating rain. But that's what they looked on, admired. Shiloh is a great prophet, because what he's done, what's going to happen, it happened.